You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Let's update those markets. We're joined on the line by the Chief Investment Officer at Makwe Fund Managers, Makwe Maselela, to take a look at the market movements throughout the day and what we could potentially be in for the week. Good evening, Dr. Maselela. Lovely to speak to you as always. Markets started off under a lot of pressure, surprisingly, but pressure on all sides. What seems to be going on?
Evening to you and to the listeners. I think markets are taking a breather, and I think that's one of those days where we re-emphasize that markets don't go up on a straight line. And Jimmy, though investors are more upbeat about the global economy after some rate cuts, earnings reports will be important, especially given that valuations are stretched. And we've seen the People's Bank of China cutting their benchmark loan price rate by slightly more than expected today. And these cuts, remember, that coming amid that flurry of measures from Beijing to try to revive the economic growth. And we know that we've got finance leaders, central bankers meeting for that annual IMF and World Bank meeting or the debates thereof, because countries are expected to discuss how to navigate this low growth and high debt. So, yeah. And meanwhile, Russia is also hosting a summit of BRICS leaders from Tuesday as Kremlin seeks to get some support. You know, we know there's this standoff with the West, and leaders from Brazil, India, China, South Africa, this time they also include Egypt, United Arab Emirates, and Saudi Arabia. Remember, these guys, they account for almost a third of global economic output. And we know that the Middle East tension continues to escalate as well. And more importantly, I think markets will want to see those earnings coming through, because ordinarily, that's what should be driving the markets, whether companies are making money or are not making money.
Marco, you mentioned those earnings. We kicked off earnings season last week with the banks. They were quite impressive in some of the numbers that they gave us. What are we expecting this week? Are there any major companies reporting earnings that could potentially drive a lot of the sentiment?
Yeah, you know, I mean, overseas, you're talking the likes of Tesla. I mean, that's one of the first magnificent seven companies to report. The likes of Coca-Cola, also a nice bellwether when it comes to the economy, and also the likes of General Electric. And then I think as well in Europe, you're looking at the likes of SAP as well, where the companies, as they continue to spend money, you know, using their software or not. So those kind of earnings, people will be watching to see exactly what is it happening in the real economy, and more importantly, that what is the outlook going forward, given that people start to expect interest rates to go down. So what are the expectations? Or maybe are we only too excited as market participants vis-a-vis what is expected by the bosses of all those major companies? Continues to be very important to get their insight as well.
You mentioned outlooks, Makwe, and I saw that if we had a look at just the movements, the only real sector at the moment that is looking positive is the commodity space, with commodities prices continuing to somewhat recover from the lows that we've seen. And commodities counters, resource counters today, the only sector that remained positive. How important is it now to take that step back? You mentioned this at the start of our chat, Makwe, to say that markets don't move up in a straight line, and sometimes you'll get those corrections, but it's important to look at things holistically, that these markets have been moving in a certain way throughout the year.
You know, I prefer to separate gold from other commodities, because gold gets to be moved by different things, you know, seen as a hedge against political uncertainty, economic uncertainties, you know, what is happening around that. And those things tend to work negatively when it comes to other commodities. My point here is, as much as we've been complaining that the details or the stimulus that we've been getting from China has not been that sufficient, but I think markets are saying at some point that, listen, something is happening that side. Guys want to make sure that they meet their yearly economic growth target, and this is the last quarter for them to be able to do that. And if all these measures that the Chinese have been implementing come to fruition, then definitely there should be some nice uptick when it comes to demand. And as we see demand picking up from that side, again, given that China continues to be the major consumer of most of those commodities, then you'll expect to see those commodity prices to continue to firm up. So my point here is, what sometimes works for gold tends to be negative for other guys, because if there's no economic growth, unfortunately, then those other commodities don't be a need to have some demand coming from that side. But that might benefit the likes of gold, which we know that gold is almost up almost 34% so far this year. So I think other commodities, they still have a long way to catch up to make sure that they get to at least the decent levels. And bearing in mind the possibility of what is happening with the dollar, because most of them are priced in dollars, if we continue to see the dollar not doing that great, that will also make it affordable for holders of other currencies to be able to buy those commodities. So yes, I agree with you. I think commodities, they stand a good chance, because as we said earlier in the intro, that investors continue to be upbeat about the global economy. And I think as well, we have to hear what the guys say from the IMF and the World Bank tomorrow when they release their outlook for the economic growth. If it's more positive, then that will also say that commodities might continue to be in demand. But we don't expect all this to shoot out the lights. But at least you should be expecting some decent growth.
Speaking of things that people have to say, I was surprised to see a love letter in the SENS announcements today. It's not often we see one of these, and we got a very nice letter from the CEO of Naspers, updating us on his first 100 days in the role. Anything stand out for you in that letter?
Yeah, definitely. Remember, this is not just any other ordinary CEO. This is the guy, you know, who acquired iFood in 2023 when it had only 20 people working for it and managed to grow it. So this is the guy who at least understands the delivery, the food delivery business, and they expect to continue to invest in their businesses, to align it, to make sure that AI stands out there, so that they also get to a point where the likes of take a lot, they sharpen their focus, you know, make sure that they move faster and deliver superior services. We know competition is already back home here, and they also expect to see their investment in India to do okay, and expect one of the companies that said that they own to be able to do an IPO. And remember as well, they did manage, what is that company, the Trip whatever, that they managed to sell as well. So the guys are trying to streamline the and structure the eMAC and committed to business for the full year profitability come 2024, and that's in a that iFood managed to hit almost 100 million orders per month for the first time. And the companies we're talking, Jimmy, I mean, it's got Proxas is valued at almost 100 billion, and they expect to double that.
Well, we'll have to see how that shapes up, because that is certainly a high expectation from any company to double that business. But we'll have to leave it at that, Makwe. Thanks as always for the time and for the insights. Makwe Maselela, Chief Investment Officer at Makwe Fund Managers, on some of the market movements throughout the day and what sentiment could potentially be looking like.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.